October 12, 1903 Meanings of the Crowning of Thorns. This morning I saw my adorable Jesus in my interior, crowned with thorns, and in seeing him in that state I said to him, My sweet Lord, why did your head envy your scourged body which had suffered so much and had shed so much blood? And as your head did not want to be outdone by your body, which had been honored with the frieze of suffering, you yourself incite your enemies to crown you with such a painful and tormenting crown of thorns? And Jesus, my daughter, this crowning of thorns contains many meanings, and as much as I may speak, there is always much left to be said. In fact, the reason why my head wanted to be honored by having, not a general share, but its distinct and special portion of suffering, and its own shedding of blood, almost competing with the body, is almost incomprehensible to the created mind. The reason is that it is the head that unites the whole body and all of the soul, in such a way that, without the head, the body is nothing. So much so, that one can live without the other members, but it is impossible to live without the head, because it is the essential part of the whole of man. In fact, if the body sins or does good, it is the head that directs it, since the body is nothing other than an instrument. Therefore, since my head was to give back regime and dominion to men, and earn for them that new heavens of graces and new worlds of truths might enter the human minds, rejecting the new hells of sins because of which men reach the point of rendering themselves vile slaves of vile passions, wanting to crown the whole human family with glory, with honor and with decorum, I wanted to crown and honor my humanity first, though with a most painful crown of thorns, symbol of the immortal crown which I was giving back to creatures, taken away from sin. In addition, the crown of thorns means that there is no glory and honor without thorns, that there can never be dominion over passions and acquisition of virtues without feeling oneself being pricked deep in one's flesh and spirit, and that true reigning is in mastering oneself by the pricks of mortification and of sacrifice. Moreover, these thorns signified that I am the true and only king, and only one who constitutes me king of her heart enjoys peace and happiness, and I constitute her queen of my own kingdom. So, all those rivulets of blood which poured from my head were many little streams which bound the human intelligence to the knowledge of my sovereignty over them. But who can say all that I feel in my interior? I do not have the words to express it. Even more, the little I have said, it seems to me I have said without connection. And I believe that it must be so in speaking about the things of God, as high and sublime as is the way in which one speaks, since he is uncreated and we are created, one cannot speak about God but in stammering.